Welcome to the Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success with Randy Kay, Diana Hall, and Nikki Tombolides. Our mission is to initiate conversations that enrich and empower your life. And now, today's Life Talk Show. Welcome to this edition of the Life Talk Show. We are so excited. We've got a show, a conversation bringing meaning and joy and success to your life about a very interesting business from a mompreneur and also how she is making it successful with social media marketing and branding. Oh, just hit the microphone. With social media marketing and branding on a shoestring. Okay, the microphone is, all right. Oh, there you go, fixed it. Okay, that's live radio for you. So we are going to talk for a minute and we'll bring our guest on in just a second. So, you know, Diana and Nikki, both of you are successful businesswomen. And before we bring our guest on to share expertise, tell us a little bit about, I mean, I know, but somebody may be listening for the first time, a little bit about the business you run and what you would like to know about social media marketing to make your business even better. Diana?
Everything. So I am an interior designer and it's all visual. And I have to say I'm embarrassed by my website. And I am trying to learn Instagram and I'm trying to post. And I have somebody who's assisting me on a current project and she's been doing the Instagram for this project. But I have to be honest, I know very little. I don't stay on top of it as important as I know it is for my business. And I hope I learn a bunch today.
Okay. Nikki, how about you?
I run a housekeeping business and and also teach. And I can say I'm exactly like Diana. It's a challenge because you have to make time, you have to put a priority if you want to get the message out, and we're here to learn, and thank you, Dori, for being here with us.
Yes, thank you.
To enlighten us.
Hey, and I have a business as well. I'm a voiceover talent and also a speaker. I have websites for both of those things, and I have a website for my book. So I am on a lot of social media channels, learning Instagram because not quite sure how to brand it and monetize it. So I'm active and it helps, but the shoestring part is important because
budget.
Yeah, sure, I have learned to hire people to make my website better, but you know, there's always more to learn. So with that in mind, let me welcome our guest. Our guest is Dori DiCarlo. She's founder and CEO of Safety Bags, Inc. And I could say a lot more about you, but Dori, why don't we just bring you on and let you tell us a little bit about what is Safety Bags, Inc., and tell us a little bit of your story, and then we'll get your credentials in there.
First and foremost, just thank you all for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
And, good to have you.
Safety Bags, Inc. is a line of clear bags and backpacks dealing with security issues going on in schools, offices, airports, correctional facilities for retail and casino employees, public venues, and sports arenas, because both pro and college sports now require anything larger than the palm of your hand be clear.
Really?
Yes. And with
I
that
had no
in
idea.
Mind, yeah. You know what? And unless you're a sports fan, or you your kids are in college and you go to one of their games, and all of a sudden they're telling you you either have to throw your bag in the garbage, or you can put it in the, sometimes they have lockers, or you go back to your car, you know, or you can carry a clear bag. And so what we did, because timing in the marketplace is everything, you know,
okay.
Safety
so
bags started for me as a mom after Columbine. Because one school shooting.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago now, right?
20 years.
20?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Columbine is 20 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. April 1999.
Okay.
And
I knew there was an anniversary.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize.
Yeah. So it's almost
right,
20
so
years.
Us.
And you know what? In marketing, timing in the marketplace is everything. So the years it took me to find a manufacturer and all of these other things, when I launched back in 2008, I was 10 years too early to market. And, you know, was in business for a little while and realized that I was fighting an uphill battle.
What do you mean you were 10 years too early to market?
I as a proactive parent, you know, I was trying to bring things, something to people's, you know, to light that
attention that
people weren't ready for yet.
Yeah.
Even 10 years after Columbine.
You know, a few years after Columbine. Wow. Now, I mean, sadly, since Columbine, there have been, at so my many. Last count, which was a week and a half ago, 288 school shootings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And see, this is the whole, you know, think about it. When Columbine happened, Columbine was in the news every day for 2 years.
Right.
We were, I mean, 2 years every day. We don't even talk about it anymore.
No, it's not even on page one anymore, unless somebody dies.
But you know what? And even when they die, if only one child dies, it's on page 12.
Right.
You know, multiple shootings, multiple deaths, even Parkland. You know, Parkland is still in the news because those kids have not stopped fighting.
Because they're good for them. The older kids.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Good for them that they have not stopped fighting. But I don't know about you. It flips me out that people are, well, it's the way it is now.
Oh.
When we were in school, we went through fire drills. Our children and our grandchildren are going through active shooter drills. Our children are actually learning the difference between quiet and silence.
It's very traumatizing.
It's awful. Yes. Learning how to stand on top of a toilet and crouch down so they can't see their head or feet at 3 and 4 years old. So psychologically, what are we doing to our kids?
Mm.
What are we saying to them? With everything going on in this country now, and especially with women and what is happening with us, our bodies are more regulated than assault weapons in different parts of this country. It's the most insane thing to me.
Yes.
It's just insanity to me that our children, who are our most precious resource, what we are teaching them. And, you know, so for me as a mom and a mompreneur, so, you know, built my business from home and then opened an office a couple of years ago, and I'm just in the process now of moving my office to a different location. I'm kind of scaling down a little because I'm on the road too much, and I all of a sudden was married to a desk.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because as a mompreneur, that's the wonderful thing about working from home. You don't have overhead other than maybe your business line and your internet.
Yeah.
I've always shared with women, if you're building your business from home, when I would coach, first thing I would ask, what are you wearing? Oh, I love working from home. I'm in my sweats. I haven't even taken a shower. Yes. And I'm like, and you wonder why your business isn't doing well. I don't care if your office is your kitchen table. Respect your office. Show up. Get up in the morning. Get dressed. Keep your slippers on. But if you wear a little bit of makeup, put that makeup on. Put on casual Friday. You know, you don't have to be dressed to the nines. But if a client calls and says, hey, spur of the moment, I'm right down the street, what are you supposed to say? Oh, I haven't showered yet?
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
that's so true.
So we have you brought up so many topics and there are so many threads here. So let's kind of zero in on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the political climate is something that it upsets us all as people who care. We can't solve that today. So we'll just be aware that that's there. We all agree that we wish it weren't. You and I are brand new grandparents and we fear for our grandchildren. But we're not a political show. And so we'll kind of just say that, sadly, that is a fact of life. And what you're doing for your part of it is creating these safety bags that will allow people that might help keep our children safe. So let's get into your business.
Absolutely.
Your business journey. You've already shared a couple of things. And why don't you ask the first question, Nikki?
Wonderful.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Okay. Dori. First of all, we have a bag here of yours right in front of us, and it's gorgeous. I just love it because the quality, you can tell it's sturdy and it's strong. What is, in your opinion, is your strategy? Like, what is your business strategy concerning the social media? What do you recommend, like, as a first step for a new business owner to go through?
Well, I'm going to say the first step in social media is never forgetting the social part of it. It is a social place. And literally, when you think about it, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week networking opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So to be consistent.
Absolutely be consistent, but people buy from who they know, like, and trust. And, you know, I've been doing website designs and things like that since it was a dot-com dial-up. My webmaster, Linda, and I literally, you know, put up a page, go to bed that night, hope that there was no typo and that it was there. Now you are there and all you do is hit the refresh button. So it's amazing. But with the advent of social media, the disconnect has happened in those personal relationships. And that's where I think if you look at the social part of social media is what is going to help you become successful and not just part of the noise that's online.
Yeah.
And what I mean is when you, before you start a business page, people need to know you personally. They need to know who you are. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, that you've got to post everything about your life and stuff like that. You don't. But you need to be engaging with people. You need to be putting up posts, and as people like them, they may not comment. You still need to acknowledge those likes because those likes are a hello. So for years on my personal page, sometimes I get 50 or 60, 70 likes, and I thank every one of them. Now I'm at the point I comment when people comment, and I reply personally to every single comment.
So you develop a relationship exactly. with the people so that when they do come to buy, I mean... Let me fill in our listeners a little more about you. You're a proud mompreneur, which you've mentioned, founder and CEO of Safety Bags Incorporated, and host of Word of Mom Radio?
Word of Mom Radio. We actually are a media company. Since the last time when we first connected, we are launching Word of Mom TV.
Okay.
So I've launched a media company, and so we are not only TV, we're radio, we're TV, and we're marketing. So it's interesting, my webmaster and I came up with be seen, be heard, be found.
Oh,
you know,
lovely.
With our, you know, with yeah. the radio show, you can, you know, with the TV show, you can be seen, with the radio show, you can be heard, and with our marketing end of things, you can be found. And so we do all kinds of mentoring. We do them, part of it is through Word of Mom Radio. We have a business spotlight show on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And
this is on Blog Talk Radio?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's fantastic. You know, I can see that you started your business 20 years ago before there was social media. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you for just a tidbit of your journey, because now you're coaching other people to do what you do, but I'm not yet clear on how you did what you do. So I'd like to hear that
sure.
so that we can get to that. But I know that you built the business from home for over 20 years. And in 2017, you were awarded Family Magazine's Family Choice Award, which is great. Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland partnered with you as the solution to keep the schools safe. So kudos to you. And of course, as we mentioned, you're a mother of three, a new grandmother, and your website is safetybags.com. So you did start this business 20 years ago before social media. So, you know, briefly, if you could just tell us a bit about your journey from starting this business almost without a website or with a dial-up website, as you said, to where you are now, then we can get to the specific questions about social media and how you're using it now to make your business better and coach other people. So what's your journey?
Well, you know, back when we launched, websites were just happening.
Okay.
And all you needed was a website. Because, let's face it, think back when email first started. How excited were you when you got home and you had an email? It's like, I know. You've got
yes.
mail.
You've got mail.
I've got mail. Now it's like, oh my gosh, I've got 700 things in my thing.
Yeah.
And 80% of it is spam right. and stuff. But back then, all you needed was a website. Because if somebody was searching for you, there was no competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there are true. Hundreds of people that companies that make clear bags. We are on Amazon. Amazon launched us in 2017. And the Family Choice Awards, we actually, it was 2016, 17, 18, and 19. So we won
wow.
4 years in a row.
Oh,
for
wow. Process. Congratulations.
But as social media began, there was the first social media place I ever was a place called Fast Pitch Networking.
Never heard of it. Okay.
It's no longer there, I don't think. But that's where I began. And this was before Facebook, before Twitter, before any of this. And I wound up connecting with the owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they were integrating, as I think it was Twitter was launched before Facebook, and they integrated Twitter. So they gave me a course in how to tweet. And I'm like, okay, so I started tweeting and I know nothing about, I mean, who knows? Nobody's born knowing how to do social media.
Right.
But I had taken a child in. My kids were at that point 18, 16, and 14. And I took a 14-month-old in for about a year and a half.
Fostering?
Well, to keep him out of foster care.
Okay.
For a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I now had to figure out how to make my computer work for me, because I wasn't able to just go to networking events and do all of the things that I was doing. And online just started, because my daughter was 14. She's 26. So this was 12 years ago.
It's a big 12 years in the social media.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Huge. Yeah. And so, like I said, I got involved with Fast Pitch and then on Twitter, and wound up meeting these two women on Twitter, Debbie and Linda. We were tweeting a lot together, and we decided, we sent each other private messages, got our phone numbers, started talking, and oh my gosh, we're so funny. We should do a radio show. And we started doing this show called The Three Wise Girls.
Oh, how nice.
And then I did a two-part segment on mompreneurs, women who worked from home. And Linda, after the second show, was like, you found a niche, and this is really your passion. You should go for it. So for a little while, I did both shows. And then everything happened with Tiger Woods and his wife. This is 11 years ago.
Okay.
And my co-hosts couldn't wait to eviscerate this guy online. They just couldn't wait. The show we had planned was scrapped. And I was like, this isn't who we are. And this isn't what we do. And so I wound up leaving. Because that's his private life. And I don't care that he's a quote-unquote public figure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our business. That's between him and his wife. And who knows if they could have worked their lives out if the media had stayed out of their way.
Well, in general, I think any celebrity, if you make your show be a show about celebrities, then you define yourself, but that was not who you were.
Exactly.
So you stayed with the other show.
Right? I did. I stayed with Word of Mom, and, mm-hmm. and it started as one show a week. I used to do a show on Thursdays. And we are now, Mondays is our, we do a music, movie, and matinee Monday. So we do an entertainment show.
How nice.
Tuesdays is our business spotlight. Wednesdays we do health and wellness and parenting and authors. Thursdays our mompreneur model show. Women like me that built a business from home, might have a product or a service, even multi-level companies, because I'm a huge fan of that multi-level marketing model. And then the second Friday of the month, we do a Moms After Dark from 10 to midnight.
That
no script.
Wow.
Exactly.
We should sign up for that one.
You're on 5 days a week.
Yeah, well, 4 days. Wow. And you know what? There are days, depending on what my life is, if I can't do a live show, we have
reruns.
900 archives to be able to pull from.
And that's what we
you know,
do
so
sometimes
we just,
here as well.
Yeah,
I cannot believe, but it's already time to take a break. So we're going to take a short break. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll hear a little music. If you're listening to us on the radio, you'll hear some words from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Dori DiCarlo, and we'll talk about why branding is so important and why should you have a social media strategy, because it's a different world, different marketing world we live in. We'll be right back. This is the Life Talk Show. Welcome back to the Life Talk Show. We are here today talking about social media marketing on a shoestring and mompreneurs and just running your own business from home and just a lot of fascinating things with our guest, Dori DiCarlo, founder and CEO of Safety Bags Incorporated. So you've shared a little bit of your journey with us, Dori, and you know, we've all shared with you that we each have businesses, that we each have websites, but let's go beyond websites to the new frontier, not so new, but ever-changing frontier of social media. I know I am guilty of spaghetti marketing, which is you throw the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. And so I get it works. I keep getting business, but I don't really have a strategy. That would be very nice. I would say I don't have one. So my question to you is, you know, why would that be important? Why is it important to actually have a strategy rather than throwing spaghetti against the wall like I do?
Well, it's the same reason you need a business plan when you have a business. Even if you're not looking for funding, you should still have a business plan because your strategy is your roadmap. Mm-hmm. You know, I can drive from Connecticut to California and eventually I'll get there as long as I keep going south and west.
Right.
But I'm going to wind up places I never needed to go and take way more time to get there because I didn't map out. I don't have a strategy of what I'm doing. And believe it or not, being online, most people say to me, oh, I've spent too much time on Facebook or Twitter. And my response is always, if you're spending too much time, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Because you can, there are so many great tools out there. I use a tool called Hootsuite, mm-hmm. Hootsuite. It's a social media dashboard where you can put all of your social media sites in one place. And then be able to upload tweets and posts and everything else to go off 24 hours a day.
You can schedule them in advance.
Yeah, I'm watching your jaw drop. You know, it's
amazing. I have it on my phone. It's overwhelming. That's what happens to me. It's overwhelming, and I just go, oh, I don't need any more business, and I just leave it.
Oh, and you know what?
Tell us how it works for you. How does Hootsuite work for you?
What I call Menial Mom Monday. When I was a mompreneur and working from home.
Menial
Mom Mondays is what I used to call it. And that was my day because I did my shopping and my laundry and everything on Mondays because I had three children and sports and everything on the weekends. And so in the mornings, I would get that done. And in the afternoon, I would spend 3 or 4 hours on Hootsuite programming an entire month's worth of tweets. And
so
then,
you excuse me to interrupt
sure.
you, Dory. So you
schedule
your tweets, and then they kind
and
of
pre-compose them. They're composed.
Right. They're composed, and then they pop out.
They go up at the different times, like when we do a show. Every show has 25 tweets leading up to the show, the day of the show, and then that night, you know, to promote the archives. And then we'll roll out another 25 to 50 tweets over the next few weeks.
Had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, we are our show, our Word of Mom archives, so people can tune into it at any time. But it's more than just that. And it's so funny because I will program everything. And then I have it on my phone as I'm standing on the line in the grocery store. I'll pull up Twitter and tweet out a couple of things. Or I'll pull up Facebook. So I probably spend live maybe an hour a day.
Okay.
But it looks
like... But more on
like
Monday because you're on Hootsuite.
Monday just because I'm loading everything up and making sure that I have a post going out every single day on Word of Mom Radio on our Facebook page and things like that. An inspirational quote and things like some of the things that I post on through Hootsuite, I'll have going out on Twitter, my Facebook, and my LinkedIn. Some I'll just have going Twitter and LinkedIn, or Facebook and LinkedIn, or just LinkedIn. But I can then look in one place and see where my entire week is scheduled out. And then if I see that I've got a group of tweets that are just about our show, then I'll go into my home feed and make sure I'm retweeting people and I'll throw them those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thanks for tuning in or thanking you for your art, you know, your retweet and things like that. And I'll schedule it in. And I actually had a friend call me one time and she was like, I'm so worried about you. And I was like, what? She goes, how do you get anything done? You're online all day long. I'm like, wow, you're in social media marketing and you don't realize that about 90% of what I do is scheduled. She was like, get out, because I will actually look on Twitter at what time, because it'll tell you when somebody tweeted you. So if they tweet at 5 o'clock in the evening and I'm on at 8 o'clock and I'm seeing it because I'm looking through my feed, I schedule their retweet or their reply at that five, you know, interval of when I see that they're consistently online.
So for you scheduling that medium on Monday really helps you. And your Twitter handle is?
I have two. So Word of Mom is WOM Media Network.
Okay.
And then safetybags_Dori.
Okay, and so, that's D-O-R-I.
D-O-R-I.
Okay, and so now have you found that the scheduled tweetings have resulted in what for you?
Business, guests, you know, people DMing me, how can I be on the radio show? You know, where do I find your bags? I've started, you know, because our bag company sponsors Word of Mom, and believe it or not, okay, so here I am in marketing. You know, my brother one time asked me, I was about almost 2 years into Word of Mom, and he's like, so what's in it for you? And I was like, you know, you have no idea what it is to be a woman and trying to start a business, and everybody's like, when are you going to quit this and get a real job? And he's like, but what's in it for you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Rick, it validates these women. He's like, yeah, Mary Poppins, you own a business. Do you even run a commercial for your own company? And I stopped because I didn't.
Oh.
And I was just, he was like, what is wrong with you? I never do anything without asking myself what's in it for me first, which is why he's got, you know, multi-million-dollar company and stuff like that. And, you know, but I realized it was like, wow, wait a second. I do have this platform and I can have my business be our sponsor. And it's funny because now that we're launching this TV show, there's going to be a segment every show on where are they now, like our little in between the mm-hmm. two guests that we have in our mm-hmm. in our format. I'm like, you know, but I'm serious. And it's so funny. Sometimes in marketing, you don't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't realize that low-hanging fruit is right there and what you can do to promote yourself. It's much easier for me to promote
somebody
else.
Okay, now that you mentioned that, Dori, I have a question. Where do we get your bags?
You can go to stadiumbags.com. Which is our full line. We have the bag that you're looking at that's here is our crossbody mini messenger bag, which is like my pocketbook.
Okay.
These are constructed. It's a 5mm 20-gauge temperature-treated PVC binder.
We'll just take a
picture
of that.
So anything thicker and it would crack. And we have this. We have a mini backpack. We have tote bags trimmed in red, blue, and purple.
Lovely.
And then a little travel bag. One of the biggest things educating people in this arena is that cheap is expensive with a clear bag, because our bags retail for $30 with a 3-year warranty. So, you know, there's not a lot of $30 products that are warrantied like that. But I know you're feeling the padding, everything. I mean, you know, yep. It really is a really well-made product.
And I see you have your message all around the bag. You have follow your heart,
live your dream.
I mean, yeah. It's you can customize your own bag,
right.
Which is wonderful.
It's actually
which
my
brings
journal.
Us to branding. So
yes, coming to branding. Why is branding so important?
It is how people find you, and the biggest thing with branding is consistency. People sometimes don't realize. I'll go to somebody's website. Oh yeah, and I have this color on this page and this font on that page. No.
Okay, so let's go back and define branding for someone who's listening and going,
yes, exactly.
Oh yeah, what's branding? So how would you define branding?
Yeah, you have like safety bags. That's your brand.
Our brand.
Well, that's your product.
It's our product.
It's your product, but you named it.
So what? And the name is part of the brand. But what else would you consider as part of the branding of your company and your product?
Again, I'm going to go back to consistency. When you see our bag, you know it's us.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because we have worked really hard to stay consistent. And anywhere you go, regardless of if you're on Instagram mm-hmm. and you go to our safety bags page, you know it's safety bags. If you go to our stadium bags, because we actually, in Safety Bags Inc. is our parent, that's mommy.
Okay.
So safetybags.com, which has our school line, it has our stadium line, but stadiumbags.com is its own little entity. So we created a Facebook page for that and an Instagram page for that.
For you have the clientele.
But
exactly.
So it's identifiable. So you think you see the big yellow M, the arches. Mm-hmm. We all know
that's
worldwide.
Yeah.
It's McDonald's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They've done such a great job with branding. That's an inspiration.
Right.
I think for my own business, my logo, my colors, I consistently use them in my gift certificates, in my stickers, in my cards, my website. So, and that identifies
and
my business.
You're consistent. You don't change.
Mm-hmm. So important. That consistency is so important. And what we have in our safety bags and stadium bags, what our branding is, we have a special A in the bags, in the that looks like a little backpack.
A special A?
A. The
letter A?
It's a, I don't have it. You know, my bag doesn't have it on it, and I'll show you. We won a contest. The Yankees and Fiverr did a game changer contest.
Mm-hmm.
And the winners, they redesigned your logo. They launched it at Yankee Stadium and whatnot. And they took our stadium bags logo and they just made this A into a backpack. My designer and I looked at each other and we were like, are you serious? How could we have never thought of that? So in our trademark, in our marketing, in our logos, on our website, you see that stylized A. As our product becomes more known on a local, national, global level, that A will eventually be our brand.
And why A?
Because it looks like the backpack. Because it looks like a little bag.
Okay.
So, to be able to
like a lowercase
A. Yeah, well, it's kind of, you'll have to look at it.
But it's like your Nike swoosh.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. And so that'll be on our zipper. And if you go to our website, because people don't realize that you can actually, when you do a URL, you can have a little icon in the corner of your, when it pulls up online. And that's my webmaster. I couldn't tell you how to do it. That's why I have a fabulous webmaster, because there are certain things in the world I don't want to have to know how to do.
That's the thing. That's why you're here, because it is specialization of labor these days.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we try to do everything ourselves. And the fact is, we can do social media ourselves. We can even create our own website on WordPress ourselves. But is it going to be good? And so, that's no, probably not. And so my book website I did myself, a Life Talk Show website, but I would much rather hire someone who's fantastic at it and spend that money. Again, but when you build a business, you do as much on a shoestring, which is today's topic, as you can. But when the time comes to do it even bigger and better, someone who's like, why didn't we think of that? Because it's not your specialty. This person designed this A that's so perfect. So when our business gets bigger, if we can hire people to help us through who really know what they're doing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Which is why you coach people.
And, we're talking about a webmaster, a designer, hiring. I'm seeing dollar signs. And as an entrepreneur, it's always about the bottom line to keep our businesses successful and afloat. And when we talk about the marketing online, of course, what comes to me is it costly to market online? So Dori, since we're talking about shoestring budget, can you please tell me about marketing online and what the investment would be to do that, if any?
Believe it or not, Facebook now became a pay-to-play place. So if you don't boost a post, you don't have to boost every post, but you need to boost. I boost two or three posts that go off each week for $1 a day.
Okay. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and I was literally playing Words with Friends, and one of my ads popped up.
Really?
Yes.
Do you target it to specific people who will see your ads?
I target, depending on the ad. I might have three ads that are very similar, but some will be targeted to beach lovers and travelers and stuff, and some will be targeted to retail employees and casino employees, correctional facility officers, people that are required to have clear bags. Then we'll target to sports fans and things like that. But it's, again, being consistent and realizing that you don't have to spend a lot of money.
So, Dori, excuse me, I just had a question about the Facebook. So every time it pops, it's a dollar?
No, I spend a dollar a day.
A day. So how much, let's say, if I want for a year or for, you know,
they don't and ask I want you every for day. A year, do they?
I no, mean,
they,
you can,
what is
you
your
can,
commitment? That's a good question, Randy.
You can, I have the one going where I have six different ads that rotate. And again, for a dollar a day, and I have that just an ongoing, so I spend that $30 a month.
And it goes where, Dory? Does it go on to Facebook? All the social media sites?
It goes on Facebook and Instagram, because Facebook, you can have your ads going to Instagram. Same thing with Instagram. You can have them automatically going to Facebook and to Twitter and to Tumblr on Instagram.
So that's all for a dollar?
Mm-hmm. It depends on, you know, my understanding, because I've done it once or twice with the book I wrote, and let's say you want to post, oh, I got a new review on Goodreads or whatever. Then Facebook will go, gee, you reached four people. Would you like to reach more people? You can boost your post. And so then if you say yes and you're not spending any money until you commit, they say, how much would you like to spend?
When you go in, you can choose. They'll tell you, oh, if you do $10, you'll reach, you know, and they still give you an estimate. They might estimate that you could reach 10,000 people. Guess what? You could boost that ad for $10 and reach 20. You don't know. It's really a gamble. So I'd rather less is more to me. And really what it boils down to are the people in your network that you have networked it with, that you have connected with, and them sharing. I have a group of friends that I've never asked, but that basically share almost anything that I do. They will share those posts. And because they share, then it spirals out. We did a commercial with As Seen on TV and Kevin Harrington, who's the original shark from Shark Tank.
Okay.
Everybody kept telling me, oh, you got to go to Shark Tank, you got to go to Shark Tank. We won the Family Choice Awards, and they contacted us.
Oh, okay.
And so did this commercial, and I put it on Facebook for a dollar a day for 21 days. I was like, all right, let's see. We'll go $21, 21 days. Let's see what happens. 27,000 views of this commercial, because I had about 70 something friends share it because they were so excited
that
for me
that
they hit the share button and shared the post. Day two, we got called by Worldwide Business from Kathy Ireland, and day 18 was Good Morning America.
So all of this was because you did Facebook boosting.
For a dollar a day.
For a dollar a day. And for you too, because your businesses are local, you don't necessarily want someone in Tennessee going, come decorate my house.
So, sure,
you know, so you
there.
Could
you can
first class,
pinpoint.
Please.
Right,
you know, so you could choose to have your post be seen only in, you know, Shoreline, Connecticut,
right.
Or, you know, Interiors by Diana is your company, I should mention. And for Nikki, it's Penguin's Best. But you wouldn't, you know, you would choose geographically what you would want. Now my businesses are more like Dory's. It's like anybody can buy my book and anybody can hire me to speak and anybody can use my voiceover services, so it would be more of a global. I could pick by interest, so that's not free, but it's somewhat of a shoestring budget. Where does somebody go to learn how to effectively use boosting on Facebook?
You know, Facebook themselves actually gives you some great insight. But I'm going to be honest, our social media help not hype show, we just on Tuesday did a show called Facebook, because Facebook is revamping their entire platform. And we are actually doing a workshop that are at 100 people at a time, to where Janice Clark, who's our host of Social Media Help Not Hype, will literally be walking you through for 90 minutes. Go here, do this, do that. And that's one of the reasons I love Word of Mom, because I have these fabulous hosts that come in and share their expertise.
So you're not the
them,
host of all these
all
things.
Of them. Sometimes, sometimes I'm the Roz in the background.
Right.
I get to be the producer on the back end, you know, which is really fun. And, you know, because the reason I'm good at what I do is because I've had great guests and great hosts, and I actually take notes and I implement what they say, you know,
right. So you're
but
all
with Facebook, you know, when you go to post something, just like you were saying, and it's really true, you can go in and geographically pick. If you are a brick and mortar business and you're trying to attract customers within a 25-mile radius, mm-hmm. you can pinpoint that, and hashtagging is so critical.
Yes.
Hashtag that little number sign that you can search out. Let's say, okay, so your interior design. Go into your search tab and put hashtag interior design. You can pull up the people that are looking for your service. And be able
to see all the light bulbs going off.
These are the ways, you know, that you, and then you can look at, you know, and at your demographic in your location of what they are, you know, and pinpoint your ads to exactly what they are looking for.
Wow. We are, the pencils are going like crazy over here, Nikki and Dana, writing things down. We have to take a short break, but when we come back, we have some more questions for you, Dori, and maybe you can do a little coaching of us that you already have, but maybe more specific for these ladies. We are here with Dori DiCarlo, founder and CEO of Safety Bags Incorporated and producer slash founder of Word of Mom on Blog Talk Radio, here to talk to us about social media on a shoestring. After these words or this music, we'll be right back with the Life Talk Show. Welcome back to the Life Talk Show with Randy Kay, Diana Hall, Nikki Tombolides. Our topic today is social media marketing on a shoestring, and we're covering a lot of other things as well. We're here with Dori DiCarlo, and we've been talking about her success and continued success with Safety Bags Incorporated and her Blog Talk radio show, Word of Mom. So let's continue the conversation. Nikki, you have a question?
Yes. Dori, what do you mean when you say start with the why?
Well, I really believe that most women start with why. They see a need and they fill it. For me, with our bags, I saw a need to try to keep our school safe. Mm-hmm. And so that started my journey. But then business opened up and realized that, wow, just schools weren't the only place that needed this. And so I may as well open up my market. But before, we were talking about branding, one of the things, especially with a product line like mine, we can't be everything to everybody in one place. Mm-hmm. That's why we launched stadiumbags.com for this specific line of bags.
And again, if you've just joined us, these are clear backpacks and
sports, travel bags, and everything else. But we worked with the TSA on a line of bags for laptops that we don't even have in the market yet. But I don't want to do them under our safety bags. You know, that'll be a completely different place, because now I'm going to get into the conversation of, I don't want a clear laptop bag. It's not a clear bag. It's got specifications that the TSA requires, so you don't have to remove your laptop. And it has a clear feature, a clear flap where you can put all your peripherals, all of your IDs and everything, and they can scan it right through
the bag. So it's an ever-growing business that you did from home for a long time and just got your first office. So starting with the why has always been your motivation to keep going.
But I think most women do. I think, you know, men go to work, get a job, because that's what they're told to do. Their why is, this is my job. Women see a need and they fill it. And that's what I mean by starting with why. So many of the women that have come on our show, you know, have created products and services because they themselves needed it, couldn't find it, and figured, wait a minute, I needed this. I bet other people might need it too. And that's what started their business. But their why was, they needed something that wasn't available.
And that, I think that's true for any business. And, you know, the Libra side of me is going to throw in a disclaimer that there are the nurturing side of many men will start a business with a why as well.
Yeah. Perfect. I agree. As a second Libra,
throw that in, as a mother of a son and a daughter, as my son always needs a why to do anything. But I know, I get it's the nurturing energy versus the hunter energy and so forth. So thank you for that. So with that in mind, we have only about 10 minutes left to our show. So you do coach other moms who are small business women. They don't have to be moms. They're just business owners. So would you be willing to do a little coaching
Absolutely.
Of Nikki or Diana? So who wants to go first, guys?
Well, we do go both.
Yeah. Okay. So, Diana, you go first. So what would you ask Diana? And again, we're going to keep it to social media strategies on a shoestring. Mm-hmm. What would you want to know about her business? And then let's just give it a few minutes.
With your business, Diana, what are you trying to accomplish and why online as opposed to in person?
What I'm trying to accomplish, obviously, is building more client base. And why online? Because interior design is a very visual trade, and it's what sells my services to the potential client, whether it be residential or the commercial client.
So when you reach out online, how are you presenting what you're doing? Is there a slideshow? Is it a video? What are you doing? What are you using?
So what I do use is either completed room, completed office space, my assistant and I, a photo of us in the design center selecting fabrics or with a vendor selecting rugs, carting shades up six flights of stairs. So showing the practicality of an interior designer and what I do as a business. But my philosophy, I'm also a retired middle school teacher, and I always feel you need to sell yourself before you sell anything else, whether you sell the math lesson you're teaching or your interior design services to the client. And I think showing the personal side on social media is really important.
I agree with you. And that's what we were saying earlier about no like, trust, because especially in interior design, if they don't trust you, why are they going to let you in to their home
100%.
Their business? So good for you. I think it's great that you are doing that to let people see how hands-on you are. Mm-hmm. Are you doing before afters?
Absolutely.
And things like that, you know, because I think it's really wonderful. And now, you know, YouTube is such a great way for you to be able to market yourself, because you can
do short segments.
Yeah, very short little segments of, you know, we're here, we're selecting this fabric, blah, 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 blah. And that's a great thing. You know what? Video. You can do them on your phone and upload them. You don't have to be, you know.
You don't have to hire a video videographer.
The one thing I will say is spend the $20 and buy, you can get them online or at Best Buy, the little microphone that clips to your lapel and it'll plug right into your phone. Because that, when you look at YouTube stars, it's not that their video is so fabulous, it's that their sound is great.
Yeah. As a voiceover talent, I can tell you,
That's the one little thing that I would say. And that way you clip that, and that way you've got great sound, great video. Show people, let them into your world. You know, the more you let them into your world, especially with what you're doing, because you're asking them to let you into their home.
Right, exactly.
So you could even do a before, of course, with your client's permission, mm-hmm. a before little video. So, you know, in a month when I finished, I'll upload the after and maybe whet their appetite for wanting to see the after.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I personally think, if I can add a few seconds to that, is that I think it's vital to be brief, to be short. Under 2 minutes for me, under a minute for anything you do. Because then people are, their attention span, we're so much overloaded with information.
They say 1 to 2 minutes for videos, I think.
Yep.
And a trend I'm seeing now, maybe you can comment on this story, is for videos to get them captioned. So if somebody is seeing your video on Facebook or on YouTube, but they don't want to turn their sound on, they can still see what you're saying.
Right.
So there are companies, I believe, that will caption it for you.
Or Facebook will do it for free.
Oh, Facebook.
Really?
Okay, so
if
there
you
I go.
Upload your video to Facebook
and say turn on captioning,
you can hit the caption button.
Oh my goodness!
Oh
and
my
then
God.
You can go
what
in
do you
and
learn?
Edit it.
Today we learned so much.
Just in case, you know, you can go in and read, because sometimes they're not hearing the words exactly, and then you can go in and
edit. Or they'll put your ums in there if you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can go
exactly.
and edit. That's great.
But yeah, they actually, and they will do your captioning in other languages. So if you are global and you are marketing yourself in Spain, you can take your commercial and have the captioning come up in
That's fine. I never knew that. Terrific. That's fantastic. Yes. All right. So how about a tip? So we did one tip for Diana. We still have about 5 minutes left. Okay. So Nikki, you're next.
Okay. The same question I figure with Diane. Frankly, I'm at a stage with a business that I want to, my plan is to have a show, a keep it clean, hashtag keep it clean show. And the idea is to teach the ABCs of clean. Like you have a food show, how people, so many, over
What's
200.
The goal? What's the goal of having this show? To get more people
show,
to hire your company?
No, or? Absolutely not. The goal is to teach people, to help people with their everyday, because we learn everything except cleaning. Everybody thinks like, okay, just go clean. Nobody has a plan. Nobody has a strategy. Nobody
Guilty
has
the
know-how.
spaghetti cleaning.
Exactly.
Spaghetti marketing.
Yeah, the spaghetti cleaning. Yeah, but you're not the only one. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I can say safely that majority of the people don't know what they're doing.
And how are you going to, my question, how are you going, are you going to be doing this through webinars, through YouTube?
Short YouTube. My goal is short YouTube. Actually, you mentioned
Shark
Tank.
So that's your why, but do you want to monetize that is my question.
For now, no. My process, my objective is to see how it goes. I want to do a series of about 20 short YouTube segments. That's the goal for the next 6 months to 8 months, and see how that goes, and then we can discuss. It's like doing your spaghetti thing.
I'm not getting the why of it, are you? I'm not getting what your goal is.
The why is to educate, to inform, because we're into green clean, but nobody knows how to do it. People say, okay, we spend so much time, about an average, an hour a day cleaning, but nobody takes it seriously. But your time is valuable. Why would you want to spend it on such a terrible thing? Nobody wants to do it, but it's like, a friend of mine said, Nikki, cleaning is like the fourth bridge in Scotland. The fourth bridge is this big bridge in Scotland that they start painting, and by the time they finish painting at the very end, they had to start all over again painting it again. So it is never ending, and that is the why.
All right,
it's
so
a never-ending.
Let's get your take on this story.
I would think that this is something that I would have to agree with you that people waste a lot of time. They don't realize how they can streamline things because they get the overwhelm. I think it's interesting that you want to do some YouTube. Facebook Live would also be great. But I think that monetizing this, you know, because again, back to my brother, what's in it for you?
No, I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is that's not my number one objective. My number one objective is to help. There is a need. I want to fill the need. That's my number one objective. And then secondary is everything else.
Which would be what?
Monetize, whatever.
To get people to hire
okay
your company?
No. It's just to have a show. That's the bottom line.
Oh, so your goal is you want to have a show?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a very different.
Okay, yeah, that's I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, that makes
That's what
sense.
I was trying to get from
yeah.
you, what the point is.
Yeah, okay. It goes back to the business plan and knowing where you want something to go. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to start something, but if you don't have a definitive place you want it to wind up, then you wind up doing a lot of things. So I would suggest before you even do it, map out for yourself what your final objective on this is. So if you want to get people to monetize, maybe you want an app. You know, the Keep It Clean app where the cleaning tip of the day or the great product to buy or, you know,
fabulous,
you know, something like that where you can connect with people that have cleaning companies all around the country that, you know, can use your app to be able to find people in your area that can come in. I mean, there's ways for you to look at
But you
at
see
doing
what,
this.
Thank you so much, Dori. My objective is, again, I keep saying this for the past 20 years, is to have, the goal is, I'm ready now, but I was not ready before, is to have a TV show that will cover everybody, but the basic fundamental steps of cleaning and take it seriously, because we spend way too much time cleaning and we're not taking it seriously.
That's okay. The main
So goal. Have you learned a valuable tip today or something?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we only have about a minute and a half left. So thank you for that, Dori. So I'd like to start with our esteemed guest and ask you, for our listeners, where they can get in touch with you, what you would most like them to know about you, where can we get the bags, tell us about your show, give us all the links that we need to have, and any final thought that you might have.
Well, first, just thank you so much for having me here, because it's really nice to have the tables turned to get to be a guest.
Be interviewed, yeah.
You can find us at wordofmomradio.com.
Okay.
And that will take you to our blog talk site. Word of Mom TV will be up soon, so because we'll be launching this summer, so that'll just be happening. And then you can go to stadiumbags.com. to be able to buy our clear bags. And then safetybags.com is our parent company. Bring us to your schools. Let your PTA know about how they can raise funds with our bags. You can find me on Twitter, again, is WOM Media Network. safetybags_Dori, D-O-R-I. On Instagram, we're WOM Network. And then Clear Stadium Bags and Safety Bags. LinkedIn is just Dori DiCarlo, and Facebook, all three, Safety Bags, Stadium Bags, or Word of Mom.
See,
we're all over.
Perfect.
That's the whole thing.
Yes.
And you know, and that is the big, just remember that it is a great networking opportunity. I wouldn't be here if you guys hadn't found us online.
Okay.
So perfect. Thank you so much. We have just a couple of seconds for each of you. And I will just say I learned today the value of a strategy and scheduling.
And mine is find the need and fill the need.
Oprah says, on my own, I'll just create. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, I'll create something else. I don't have any limitations on what I think I could do or be. And she's definitely proved it.
That is so wonderful. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us
you,
today.
Dori.
I'm Randy Kay with Nikki Tombolides and Diana Hall. Stay with us. We are The Life Talk Show.
You've been listening to The Life Talk Show. If you have an idea for a future topic, would like to be a guest or a sponsor of our show, or just tell us what you think, please email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. Our Twitter handle is @LifeTalkShow, and our Facebook page is The Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success. The Life Talk Show with Randy, Diana, and Nikki. The Life Talk Show. Join us.